All right, joining me now live from the DNC, not a Democrat, because Democrats won't come on the show. But that's okay. We're not upset by it, because I have a true rock star who was a speaker at Trump's last rally in Pennsylvania. I'm talking about our buddy Linda Kearns, and she joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Linda, congrats on the honor of speaking at a Trump rally. Very, very cool, my friend.
Yeah, it was quite the experience, Rich, and thanks for having me on. It sounds like you're about as welcome out there as Joe Biden.
Well, I have a better speaking time than he does, so there's that. You know, they didn't have the seventh grade marching band speak before me, so that's good. You know, I can still speak my own show, which is nice. So,
yeah, I'm a little worried about you. I'm afraid you're going to stand in line at a food truck for a Chicago hot dog and end up with a vasectomy with what's going on out there.
Already got the vasectomy on day one. Yeah, had to do it to get checked in the hotel. Had to get it done. So, I've just been icing away. I figured I was going to be in pain anyway and suffering, so I might as well, you know, have a reason to be in pain and ice myself, Linda. And that's the way I approached it. You know what I mean?
There you go. Well, thank you so much for having me on, because I did want to just talk to the listeners again about protectthevote.com. I need so many volunteers across Pennsylvania, and that's actually what I spoke about at the Trump rally in Wilkesboro last weekend, how we need volunteers. We need our guys to watch those guys.
Our guys to watch those guys. All right. So first of all, let's talk about a couple things. A caller yesterday asked me, she said, Rich, am I supposed to do my mail-in ballot early and get that done? And I said, I think that's what the campaign wants. Am I correct on that assumption?
Yes, Rich, because if you can get your mail ballot in as soon as they come out, which we expect that to be around September 16th or 17th, but it'll vary by county, we know that you're done, dusted, you're ready, the mail ballot's in. We don't have to worry about calling you to make sure your ballot goes in, and then we can spend our resources on what we call the low propensity voters. In addition, we Republicans, we patriots are productive people. We have work, we have families, we have things that can interfere, and we don't want you to get to election day and realize, whoops, I don't have time. So it's better to get your ballot in ahead of time. And if you can go to your local election office and request it, you can just Google your board of elections in the county where you live. You can request it right there, fill it out and return it. And then it's in and you know that they have it.
Okay. But a lot of people are worried about that, Linda Kearns. They're worried about the security of the ballot, especially if they do mail-in.
I completely understand that. I know they're called mail-in, but you do not have to actually mail it. You can return it yourself to a Board of Elections office. In addition, because of protectthevote.com and appearances on shows like yours, we have recruited a lot of attorneys. I'm going to have attorneys watching the mail ballots be counted. I'm going to have attorneys in court. I'm going to have attorneys roving around. So we are on it. We are protecting the vote, which is why I need your listeners to go to protectthevote.com.
Wonderful. Okay, excellent. All right, so go to protectthevote.com. And then once they get to protectthevote.com, Linda Kearns, what do you want them to do?
I want them to sign up. And we also have TrumpForce47.com, which is more the political side, where people can volunteer to call other voters and get involved in the campaign that way. But what we're doing now is anyone who signs up for ProtectTheVote.com or TrumpForce47.com, we're giving them training so that they can decide what they want to do and how they can help. For ProtectTheVote.com, I need poll watchers, poll workers, people available on election day, people to be drivers, people to be observers. So that's why I need so many people in all of the counties of Pennsylvania.
All right. You need all the people to sign up and help out, which is good, because we can't just sit back and let somebody else do it. Right. We got to step up ourselves and help out and play a big role in this. Right, Linda?
Right. We want to reelect Donald Trump, and we want to put him back in the White House. And the way that we do that is we make sure that this election's fair. And we do that by making sure that we are watching everything. And we're well on our way. I have a lot of volunteers already, but there's never enough. I need as many as possible. And that's what I spoke about at the rally. And I spoke to President Trump about that backstage. I did complain to President Trump that when I went out on the stage, they didn't play Elvis music. So I think he's going to look into that for me.
That's outrageous. What an insult. I mean, come on. Meanwhile, I was in New York doing Jimmy Fallon's show, and we played Elvis music.
Oh, I heard that. I heard Oh, I heard that, and I thought that was great. And, you know, Rich, talking at the Trump rally, I had to go on stage in front of 10,000 people, but really all I was doing was saying prepared remarks, and it made me really think about what Kamala Harris is doing in avoiding the press. It's easy to get up on stage and just say what you want to say. It's a lot harder to go on shows like yours and be pelted with questions that you don't know you're going to be asked and have to come up with answers. And I think that tells us a lot about Kamala Harris. She's taking the easy way out. And, you know, if you want to be our president, if you want to be the president of the United States, you have to earn it. Kamala Harris has not earned it, and President Donald J. Trump has, and he continues to work for us every day, and that's what he'll do when he's back in the White House.
Are you happy with the cooperation from the Republican National Committee? We had Laura Trump on earlier this week, and I'm very fond of her, we're hoping to have the chairman on as well, Michael Whatley. But I mean, are you confident that they're also rolling up their sleeves and getting it done for us?
This is absolutely a new Republican National Committee. I just had a meeting today with people from the Republican National Committee. They are giving me the support and the resources that I need to make sure that I can get this done, that my staff can get this done, that all of the volunteers can get this done and put Donald Trump back in the White House.
Good. Wonderful. All right, my friend, protectthevote.com, protectthevote.com. Linda Kearns, thank you for joining me here live from the DNC. I appreciate it.
Rich, I just want to remind you, I don't just sue Democrats. I also sue Philly drive time radio hosts who constantly tease their hapless Harvard-educated producers on air. So you better watch out. I'm Matt DeSantis' friend, so I'm listening. So just be afraid. Well, just like the Democrats should be afraid of me.
Well, luckily, since you and I are technically recording the interview live, but I'm playing it at a time that's not live, and I have to say that for the FCC so we don't get sued. DeSantis doesn't have his headphones on, Linda Kearns, so he doesn't know that you're defending him right now. So I don't have to worry about him utilizing your fantastic legal services to defend him. So I don't have to worry about that, which is great.
Well, I think the Democrats should be worried because I'm in charge and I'm going to make sure that this election's fair. And I'm asking your listeners, protectthevote.com. Go today and sign up.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Linda Kearns, everybody. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Rich.